Unit 3, Lesson 1, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. My daughter has got a sweet tooth. My daughter has got a sweet tooth.
2.Some students are having a discussion about English idioms. Some students are having a discussion about English idioms.
3. My uncle has a green thumb. My uncle has a green thumb.
4.Mike is listening to the English program attentively. Mike is listening to the English program attentively.
5. I laughed happily as soon as I understood the meaning of the joke. I laughed happily as soon as I understood the meaning of the joke.2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Good evening. We've booked a table for 4 here.
Your name, please?
Simon Cook.
This way, please.
Question. Where does the dialogue take place? Good evening. We've booked a table for 4 here.
Your name, please?
Simon Cook.
This way, please.
Question. Where does the dialogue take place? 2. Hey, Linda, your mom has come to see you.
Don't believe Tom, Linda. He's pulling your leg.
Question. What does the woman mean? Hey, Linda, your mom has come to see you.
Don't believe Tom, Linda.He's pulling your leg.
Question. What does the woman mean? 3. What do you mean when you say, the apple of your eye?
Oh, it's an idiom. The apple of your eye is your favorite person or your favorite thing. John's daughter is the apple of his eye.
Question. What are they talking about?What do you mean when you say, the apple of your eye?
Oh, it's an idiom. The apple of your eye is your favorite person or your favorite thing. John's daughter is the apple of his eye.
Question. What are they talking about?
4. It's you, John. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, please.But don't put sugar or milk in it.
Question. How would the man like his coffee? It's you, John. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, please. But don't put sugar or milk in it.
Question. How would the man like his coffee? 5.Have you met the student from India?
No, I haven't.
Well, he seems really nice. But there's one thing I noticed. He moved his head from side to side. Does it mean he doesn't understand you or agree with you?
Well, actually, people from India sometimes move their heads from side to side when they agree with what you're saying.
Question. How do Indians show their agreements? By body language.Have you met the student from India?
No, I haven't.
Well, he seems really nice. But there's one thing I noticed. He moved his head from side to side. Does it mean he doesn't understand you or agree with you?
Well, actually, people from India sometimes move their heads from side to side when they agree with what you're saying.
Question. How do Indians show their agreements? By body language.6. Do you like chocolate and ice cream?
Sure. I have got a sweet tooth.
Question, what does the man mean? Do you like chocolate and ice cream?
Sure, I have got a sweet tooth.
Question, what does the man mean?
Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Rose, an 80-year-old woman, lived by herself after the death of her husband. Although she had a son, she did not see him very often. Living alone made her feel lonely and bored, so she decided to put an advertisement in the newspaper. Does anybody need a grandma? I'm looking for a family. What a surprise! There were so many answers that she did not know which family to choose. Finally, she moved into the home of a family of four, and they welcomed her just like a real member of their family. Because Rose was a teacher when she was young, she was able to help the children of the family with their homework. Her new grandson said, "Our new grandma is very nice, and she has so much experience to share. We are happy she lives with us."Rose, an 80-year-old woman, lived by herself after the death of her husband. Although she had a son, she did not see him very often. Living alone made her feel lonely and bored, so she decided to put an advertisement in the newspaper. Does anybody need a grandma? I'm looking for a family. What a surprise! There were so many answers that she did not know which family to choose.Finally, she moved into the home of a family of four, and they welcomed her just like a real member of their family. Because Rose was a teacher when she was young, she was able to help the children of the family with their homework. Her new grandson said, "Our new grandma is very nice, and she has so much experience to share. We are happy she lives with us."
4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文完成下列句子。
Sign language is the way deaf people communicate. They make signs and shapes with their hands. They move their arms or even their whole body in a certain way. They use their faces to express their feelings as well. In sign language, the ears do not process any information. The eyes do.Facial expressions and body movements do the talking. Fingerspelling is also used in sign language, mostly for proper names and technical vocabulary. Sign language is not worldwide. Each area has its own form. Sign language is the way deaf people communicate. They make signs and shapes with their hands.They move their arms or even their whole body in a certain way. They use their faces to express their feelings as well. In sign language, the ears do not process any information. The eyes do. Facial expressions and body movements do the talking. Fingerspelling is also used in sign language, mostly for proper names and technical vocabulary. Sign language is not worldwide.Each area has its own form.